Right now, award-winning filmmaker Michael Pack is with us. He's been in the movie business for quite some time, and he has a 90-minute documentary leading into Veterans Day on November 11th, Monday, November 10th. It'll be broadcast nationally on PBS. The title of his documentary, The Last 600 Meters, chronicling two of the Iraq War's deadliest battles, and it'll be broadcast nationally on PBS again Monday, November 10th. Mr. Pack is with us on the Hot Talk Hotline this morning. Michael, thanks for spending a little time with us today. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me on.
Hey, you were and have been in the filmmaking business for quite some time. You know, what has led you down this road in terms of documentaries? I know that you've followed and have produced films related to Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas. You've been very involved in the political world, in the world of our armed forces. What kind of led you down that path as a filmmaker?
Well, as you said, I've been making documentaries for many decades. I've done over 15 that have all been broadcast nationally on PBS. And I just turned to it right after college as a way to learn about history and politics and maybe influence the way people are thinking. And that was true, too, for this film, where really, just like you were saying you do every week, we wanted to honor the veterans of the Iraq War. I mean, it's a lot of people have negative or mixed feelings about the Iraq War, but that shouldn't really cloud honoring our veterans. And in a way, I think the best way really to honor our veterans is to talk about what they did in battle. There's a big attention for veterans of the Iraq and Afghanistan War on PTSD and their difficulties coming home, and those are all legitimate subjects. But I think they want to be remembered by their courage and heroism in battle. And these two battles that we focus on, three, the first battle of Fallujah, Najaf, and the second battle of Fallujah in 2004, are actually the biggest battles America has fought since Vietnam. And we think people should really know what happened. So we try to tell the story from the point of view of the men and women who fought there, without politics injected, just what happened on the ground, a battle story, as if the battle was Gettysburg or Iwo Jima or any other battle. You know, if we want to appreciate veterans, let's try to understand what they did and what they went through.
Well, and rightfully so. I mean, as you mentioned, the battles of Fallujah, both, and the other that you have followed, the Battle of Najaf. I have friends, and I'm of the age, just as many of our listeners were of the age of fellow Vietnam veterans who either served or watched their family members get drafted into the service, and then not knowing necessarily the ins and outs of what they were up to when they were on the other side of the world. The war in Iraq, kind of my generation in terms of young people that I know, now middle-aged, family members and others who fought in Fallujah. And, I mean, you know, they don't share much, but what they do share, and just from having a little bit of information as to what they were battling through during that time, I mean, it's hard to grasp, obviously, as a civilian to truly get a grasp as to what they accomplished and what they were up to during that time. Do you get a sense of that, as you followed the film and began to talk with people who were a part of that?
Yes, and we've been working this film for a long time. So the battles were 2004, and we conducted the interviews in 2006, 2007, a few years later. So the people that were in the battles were still close to the age, and their memories were fresh. And yeah, it was hard to get them to talk, as you said. They don't really like to do that. It took a while, but I'm pleased that they trusted me. But I think that what we have in the end is very heartfelt, emotional description of battle. And now it's been 17 years later since we conducted the interviews, and we've been contacting the veterans, letting them know that finally it's on PBS. And a lot of them are hoping that they can use it to show their children and their wives where they have difficulty talking about them. At least we hope the film will talk for them. So, and I think it's a pretty moving experience. I mean, for especially for veterans, but for anyone. We don't soft sell the horrors of war and the struggles and even the political back and forth. But beneath it all, you can see these young men and women really putting their lives on the line for us, for doing what we American citizens ask them to do. So we should try to understand it.
What did you gather in terms of, right, as you mentioned, you trying to tell the story without the political ideology, you know, support against, just in terms of signing up, because at this point, you know, you voluntarily, you know, sign up for our armed forces, and in this instance, you know, sent to war by those in Washington, D.C. Did you get a sense that, obviously, it takes someone special to sign up knowing that they could have to put their life on the line and may very well be in some foreign land, you know, doing something that I don't necessarily agree with, how they're able to put that, you know, aside for the better part of their brotherhood, the comrades in arms, and then understanding that they signed up for this? You know, do you kind of dive into that sort of you know, mindset that they had during that time?
We don't talk about the motivation. We talk about what happened on the battle. But you can see that they are all – I don't think that they are reluctant warriors. I think they all felt they were, you know, attempting to do something good in Iraq. And they were trying to help the people of Iraq and serve the American people. And a lot of them, you know, this was one deployment, and they were going back for another deployment. So I think over time the people have – soured on that war. And in the case of, I mean, the ones in Fallujah, you know, you take over the city and then it finally goes back to insurgents, and maybe their disappointment in the war. But at the time, I think they were very idealistic about it, even those that lived through the battle. Although you can see just in their, as they gather after these battles, this sort of devastating psychological impact on them of having lived through a meat grinder. I mean, these were intense urban conflicts. I mean, one of the reasons we're happy that it's on the air now, as you say, the day before Veterans Day, 10 p.m. all around the country, is that, I mean, maybe people can look back now and appreciate what people have done. And these kind of battles, intense urban conflict, have not gone away. I mean, our allies involved in similar battles in Ukraine and in Gaza. And although America rightly prepares for a sort of massive war with a near-peer-like China, just as we did with the Soviet Union, but in the meantime, there's always these insurgencies and counterinsurgencies, and we need to really not be prepared for them. We have to be prepared for them, too. So I think this is a good time to think about this kind of warfare and look back at our veterans of the Iraq War.
Producer, director, award-winning filmmaker Michael Pack with us here this morning. And, of course, the last 600 meters, it's a 90-minute documentary that chronicalizes three of the Iraq War's deadliest battles going back to 2004. It'll be broadcast nationally on PBS Monday, November 10th, ahead of Veterans Day at 10 o'clock. Of course, November 10th will be the 250th anniversary of the U.S. Marine Corps. Michael, you know, obviously with this work and along the other films that you've worked on over the years, where can people find out more information about some of the stuff that you've worked on and help produce and direct?
Well, they can go to the website for this film, which is at manifoldproductions.com, M-A-N-I-F-O-L-D productions.com. And that's our older work. Our newer work is on our new website, which is palladiumpictures.com, P-A-L-L-A-D-I-U-M, pictures.com. And as I say, there are more than 15 films, and now we've been doing a bunch of short films with the Wall Street Journal. So they're all available, and links to them are all on those websites.
Hey, Michael, thanks so much. Go ahead. Sorry.
My X account is Michael Pack _ as well.
Michael Pack _. You go to ManifoldProductions.com. Watch the trailer of this latest film, which, of course, will also air nationally on PBS 10 o'clock on Monday, November 10th, 2 weeks from today. Hey, Michael, thanks so much for your time this morning.
Thank you for having me on your show.
At the last 600 meters, and obviously, it was at a time where our country, in the aftermath of 9/11, taking action in large support, which quickly dwindled as we started to extend beyond Afghanistan into Iraq, weapons of mass destruction. And again, personally, know multiple people who fought in the battles of Fallujah. And I can tell you what, you know, Michael, in watching that trailer, does a great job of capturing, you know, their mindset, the sacrifice, and some of the things that they went to and through. In the name of our country and the name of service to our nation and the world, particularly over in the Middle East. Thanks to Michael for joining us here this morning. Michael Pack, award-winning filmmaker. His latest documentary, The Last 600 Meters, to air on PBS nationally, 10 o'clock on Monday, November 10th.